Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello all of you little demons, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, when it comes to video games, crossovers, cameos and nods to other franchises, well, they are par for the course. You can look at pretty much any title and find Easter eggs and references to other games as developers just play a strange game of who's got the best inside joke going. Yet, as you might expect, with wildly different franchises meeting in the middle and throwing their keys into the proverbial bowl, this can have a wild and completely wacky impact on the title's tone and even their in-game universes. For example, did you know that the same island home to the outbreak of the deadly dinosaurs and Dino Crisis appears in Ace Attorney? Meaning that in that game's universe, people are likely being eaten alive while you're arguing in court. Weird, right? That sort of information can cause your mind to unravel, your system to become overloaded, and for your mouth to utter that famous saying of, "What?" So let's take a look at characters who took a little journey from their titles or respective universes to play havoc with the internal logic of others. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game character cameos that made you go, "What?" Number 8, Revenge of Shinobi, Spider-Man. So, Revenge of the Shinobi for the Mega Drive is an utterly brilliant slice of arcade crack. And by that I mean that it's as addictive as it is brutally punishing, with levels designed solely to hoover up coins which made absolutely no sense on a home console release. Still, my cousin and I would routinely return to try and thrash this game, and it all stemmed from one moment in which we'd gotten fairly far only to die on one of the game's brutal bosses. We sat there, stunned, but not at the difficulty of this particular boss, but because it actually looked an awful lot like the superhero Spider-Man. In fact, this boss is actually 2 superheroes in one, as when you damage it enough, he'll turn into Batman. The reason behind this clear copyright violation was that the concept artist drew these 2 heroes as reference points for the other artists to adapt from, and they just didn't get the message. Luckily, Sega ended up acquiring the rights to Spider-Man thanks to another Mega Drive release, but Batman, not so much. Number 7, Oda Nobunaga, Pokemon Conquest. I mean, I genuinely don't know how best to express how utterly bizarre this crossover is. I feel I just need to point at a picture of Pikachu and then at Oda Nobunaga, famed Japanese warlord who, according to many legends and fables, might have actually been a demon. How are these 2 even on the same level of existence? And yet, thanks to Pokemon Conquest, we can see these worlds collide in dramatic fashion. Now, to be honest, this isn't so much a character cameo as more a fully-fledged collision of 2 very distinct IPs, but I had to include it on this list because when else am I going to get to talk about Pokemon being used by Japanese warriors to do battle? Likely never. What is especially delicious about this crazy crossover, though, is that the game in question is actually brilliant, blending complex strategy with delightful visuals and appealing characters. True, it does raise a ton of questions, but when you're having this much fun, who really cares what the answers are? Number 6. Heihachi, Smash Court Tennis Pro Tournament 2. With a game title that long, it's pretty indicative that this is going to be an experience stuffed full of content, right? Well, you'd be right in that regard, but more fool you if you thought that all that tasty meat was going to be solely centered around tennis. This is because, seemingly out of nowhere, you can indeed unlock Tekken and Soul Calibur characters, including Raphael and Ling. But easily the strangest appearance is that of Big Bad Granddad that is Heihachi Mishima. Now, Big H here is no stranger to cropping up in other fighting games, having done the rounds in Soul Calibur 2, but this is odd. The sight of this evil business owner slash wannabe tyrant of the world picking up a racket instead of kicking one up is utterly baffling, as is the fact that he takes his losses rather well, whereas in the Iron Fist tournament he'd likely get his goons to riddle you with bullets and then drop you into a volcano. It's kind of his thing. Number 5, Michael Jackson, Ready to Rumble Boxing, Round 2. In a boxing game as wonderfully over the top as Ready to Rumble, it's safe to expect the unexpected. After all, when you've got a roster including a bloke who looks like he's turned into the beef he clearly eats for every meal and a man straight out of the 1920s, weird is definitely the new normal. That being said, I don't think that anybody expected the King of Pop Michael Jackson to drop by for a round of sparring, and yet you could totally unlock him as a playable character in Ready to Rumble Round 2. What makes this especially strange is that, unlike other celeb cameos in the game, which never got officially licensed and so had to change their names or appearances slightly, MJ fully signed off on this idea, to the extent that he recorded some mocap for the character as well as some of the dialogue. It's a truly surreal experience to say the least, and that is to say nothing of his customized sparkly boxing glove. Number 4. Negan, Tekken 7. In this day and age, fighting games have cornered the market of "oh, hell yeah" moments when it comes to announcing guest fighters. However, I can say with pure certainty that nobody expected to see Negan, of all people, appear in Tekken 7. For starters, there have been no indication of there ever being a Walking Dead fighting game, nor that Negan would deem a global fighting tournament worthy of his time. Then again, the man does love bashing in skulls. Appearing to a confused chorus of screams and joy, Tekken 7 dropped the maniac into the mix, and he proceeded to utterly decimate it, making for a second round of what, when nerfs had to come in to address how much of a bludgeoning he did to the meta. Weirdly enough, that's exactly in keeping with his character, though. Number 3. Danica Patrick, Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed. I know this might seem like a bit of blasphemy and might even make you elicit your own what moment, but Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed is such a phenomenally good kart racer that I honestly posit it up at the top of the list alongside Mario Kart 64, CTR and Diddy Kong Bloody Racing. It is simply that damn good. It handles like a dream, the tracks are brilliantly designed, allowing for amazing moments where you soar off a jump and then switch into a plane before splashing down as a speedboat and then scream off into the distance. And the character roster, well, that is utterly bizarre. Drawing from across its lengthy tenure, Sega gave gamers the chance to not only play as Sonic and pals, but characters from Jet Set Radio, Super Monkey Ball, Samba de Amigo, Alex Kidd, and then some. But there's one character that stands out for the strangest of reasons. Danica Patrick, a famed professional race car driver, makes an appearance here, and it is utterly bizarre to see this accomplished real-life sports celebrity racing alongside anthropomorphic hedgehogs and other over the top characters. It's a truly weird crossover, but thanks to its memorable nature, surely has to be counted as a successful one. Number 2. All of Death Stranding's cameos. I know it might seem like a bit of a cop-out to put every single cameo in Death Stranding on this entry, but seriously, this game had so many of them it might be easier to list who didn't get some screen time. Junji Ito, Conan O'Brien, Sam Lake, Edgar Wright, it's enough to make your head spin. And indeed, each would be enough to make you shake your head in disbelief in a game almost purpose-built to give you neckache of the same order. It's so jarring to see these real-world celebrities pop up in front of you, and even stranger when they offer bizarre in-game advice or mention something so off the wall it feels like the very room you're in is coming down around you. It is a testament to Hideo Kojima's directorial weight that he could pull so many big names in for what amounts to just being a bit of a giggle. But nothing will ever be as strange as seeing legendary talk show host Conan praise the wonder of otter hats. Brilliant. And number 1, Kratos, Shovel Knight. When you're as angry as the God of War, it's going to be hard to keep all of that rage contained in just one game. Therefore, it's both surprising and at the same time not to see the bold-headed dad of the year pop up in the critical darling and all-around masterpiece that is Shovel Knight. After finding the curious map item, players could find this ticked-off Titan Slayer just wandering around, and trust me, it's a bit of a jaw-dropping moment. At first, players might have just thought this was a cute nod to God of War, but no, this is actually Kratos, and in an even more bizarre moment, Corey Barlog even confirmed that this was a canon appearance. Is this what Kratos was getting up to between God of War 3 and its reboot in 2018? Also, massive plus points for making Kratos take the ever-loving piss out of Shovel Knight's choice of weapon before then being immediately buried by it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.